Welcome to this week's Coffee Break, everybody. Nice to see you. I see Peter at the top left. I see BP9 at the top right. Solbu at the bottom left. Small crew this week. But hey, we've been off for a few weeks. And I'll tell you what, that was well needed, well earned, some would say.
Well, I hope you got a nice relaxing vacation.
You know, we got rained out, BP9. So
I'm sorry.
for me personally, Robbie, it was time off work. It gave me chance to like think about some projects and kind of do some planning. Mm-hmm. I even came in and I spent 2 days at the studio at the tail end of my vacation time just to get some things done around here. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a breakaway. It was like time away from work, my day job.
Yeah.
For my wife and kids, though, it was going from one quarantine to another quarantine.
Yeah. I guess they were stuck inside and couldn't do anything useful.
Yes. Which is basically, you know, that's their life since March.
Yeah.
So, so to take them to the cottage, it was just another place where you couldn't go anywhere or do anything because we got rained out. Right. So that meant no campfires, no outdoor activities, taking them to the park. I did get them to the park, but you know what I mean? Like between rainfall, it was a couple of days. So.
Oh, boy.
So we make do, but I enjoyed having time off anyways, and I'm getting some things done around here, but I am back to work and after my vacation time and feel a little more refreshed, you know, as you do after a bit of a breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, feeling good and ready to rock this and looking forward to all that's to come. This, I don't know if you guys realize, but something that's in the back of my mind is that Category 5 TV is coming up on season 14. Wow. It's fast approaching. So it's so I'm preparing for that at the same time and get, you know, so season 13 becomes accidentally, like we never saw this coming last October, but it has become like the transient season. Like this is the season where everything is changing and we're at a new studio. We got new space. Every show I'm saying, you know, I got this done. I got that done, but I still have this and this to do. And, but we're getting
you,
there.
So you just, excuse me, you just did episode 660 and I've already made fun of, you know, what's coming with episode 666. 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
So
my daughter even commented on that.
How does that coincide with the end of this season and beginning of season 14? Is it going to jive exactly? Wouldn't that be crazy?
This would be the right time to switch to the naming algorithm of season 14, episode 1.
I don't know how many episodes are left, so it's got to be close.
Yeah, we're getting there. So on here, what do we got? Oh, that doesn't really help me. I'm going to actually jump over to calendar. And let's see how things coincide. So we are at 661.
Yeah, well, that'll be the next show because you just did 660.
Yeah.
So it's 6 weeks away, right?
663, 664, 665, 666 will be September 23rd.
Good. That's good because that means that episode will be in season 13 and just be piled on with all the rest of it.
Isn't that it? Maybe we should move it to Friday. Friday, season 13, episode 666. If I recall correctly, though, that would be the final episode of season 13. Let me just quickly look at the year view and jump back to 2019 and September.
Is it October that you generally switch, beginning of October?
Well, no, technically it's September 25th. I believe. Let me just quickly check. I'll jump on.
I'm not sure how that way works. To do this.
I'm going to jump on to season 1, episode 1.
Find out when it started.
Which was September 25th. Yeah, correct. So September 25th is our first show of episode 14. So whichever date coincides with that. Right?
September, you said?
Yeah. So
September. It's going to be close then.
Yeah, so 666 will be the last episode of season 13.
That works. That's okay. Yeah.
We should just
I think that's appropriate, don't you? Yeah.
Oh boy.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah.
It really
no,
sums
not
up.
Burning down it, the place, but you know no, that, no. It, that it would finish.
It really sums up. Oh, it wraps up 2020.
Oh yeah, it does.
Quite
oh
well.
Yeah, it does. Oh yeah, dear. No doubt. No doubt at all.
So BP9, what have you been up to?
Well, let's see. First, my Pine Time.
Yes.
Still bricked.
Still bricked. Have you figured that out yet?
I haven't had a chance to be honest. I haven't had a chance to look at it because
Story
I was working.
Life, my man.
I was working on that. I think a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the client server version of a program that I was writing.
I
was built, you know, sending requests back and forth between the client and the server.
Yeah.
Well, the client's all done. It's all storing locally, but it's not syncing with a server yet. And I'm just now starting on the server. So I'm grinding away with that. And then this.
Hey! Pine Time.
Yes, sir.
No, Pine Phone. Sorry, Pine Phone.
Pine Phone. UB Ports Edition.
UB Ports. Right. Nice.
Yep.
So is it functional?
you tell me. Look at the time.
Hey,
look at the time on that thing.
Is it static?
Does that look functional to you?
It looks like it's holding at 3 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
Is it really 3 o'clock there?
No.
It started
doing this a few days ago. I put a pay-as-you-go SIM inside it, and it's been working fine from when I first put it in there.
You've been able to make and take calls? And
I can make and take calls when it holds on to the network. Here's what the front screen looks like.
Oh.
It looks, cool. You'd love this because it's Mate, isn't it?
That looks like Unity or maybe like a derivative thereof, like
it
Ubuntu.
It is Ubuntu. About that. And the two bottom icons, you know, I don't know if I can do this, but.
I don't actually know. Like it could be with the icons, it makes me think it's like Unity or, I mean, GNOME 3 style, right? What happens when you hit that Ubuntu button?
Oh, that gets you to a bunch of applications.
Can we see it?
I wish I could. There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, okay.
So
really looks like Unity, but that works on a phone.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that on a desktop, but I like it on a phone.
Right. I'm still, you know, the jury is still out as to.
Yeah.
I have been able to make text messages work in and out. I was able to make phone calls work in and out, and I don't know if you can see the icons on there, but I don't know what I just did. Oh, the camera doesn't work either, by the way, just in case you want.
So people are thinking, like, why are you interested? Yeah, and that doesn't help when you drop it either.
Oh, shush.
People are wondering, why are you interested in a Pine phone when, you know, all these things don't work? And it's like, part of that is the tinkering aspect.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the open source aspect.
Yes.
It's the fact that they're breaking ground on a legit secure, safe, private, like privacy-focused, Linux-based smartphone.
I've got to tell you, I'm all over this phone. I love the phone, but it's not ready to be a daily driver yet.
No.
So on the chat group, Sasha was saying, you know, I'm going to get me a new phone. I'm going to get me one of those. I said,
right.
Hold on a minute.
Think about this.
No. Don't do that.
We got to think of it like a development version in a way.
Yeah.
So,
it is not a daily driver by any means.
You can choose to wait 20 years for a Librem 5, or you can get a Pine phone right now and experience Linux on a phone, right? Like, wait till it's completely ready or get in at the bleeding edge when, you know, it's open source. So, like, we're going to see a lot of improvements.
At the moment, I don't have a lot of time to get in there and try and figure out how it all hangs together. So for right now, I'm just leaving it alone, letting the experts play with it. yeah. and downloading the latest version. I had to switch to the Peter, would you mind muting your microphone for me, please? I had to switch to the development branch in order to get phone calls and text messages working.
Oh, is that how you did it? Okay.
Yeah, but on the stable branch doesn't work at all. The stable
That's
branch.
Ironic.
Well, it's not surprising because yeah. it's still under such heavy development. Mm-hmm. So, phone calls work. Text messages work. That's about all I can report at the moment. I've had it probably a week and a half or something like that. It keeps dropping off the telephone network and it keeps dropping off my Wi-Fi, and I don't know why. Not sure what's going on there.
Oh.
And if I, you know, sometimes it will say I don't have a telephone network, but then it will still make a call or still take a text message. So I don't know. I have not. I remember when I first talked about this with Bo from Ameridroid.
Yeah.
I asked him about how do I make it sync up with my CalDAV server. Not CalDAV. I'm sorry, CardDAV.
Oh, CardDAV.
I did find
we're both thinking CalDAV.
Yeah, I know. Because I want to take the contact list that I have on my own machine, and I want this to sync to that contact list. I can do it with my laptop. I can do it with my PC. They're all running Ubuntu. I can do it with my phone. It's running Android. So, you know, I think I should be able to do it with this. You would expect you could go to the command line and say apt-get install or apt-install evolution, right? App doesn't work on this distro.
Really?
So I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay.
All you can do is go to the online store and get and pick from a bunch of applications you want there, and Evolution's not in there. There is no calendar, no CalDAV or CardDAV. There is an option to let you connect CalDAV to a CalDAV server, but when I select it, it just spins. It doesn't actually do anything. Mm. It just spins. So eventually,
CP9, can you compile from the CLI?
Can I compile on the phone?
Yeah, like could you grab a copy of Evolution source code and compile it?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. And that's certainly worth a try. It's going to compile up on an ARM or ARMHV architecture, which is going to be interesting. I have not tried it yet. What I would like to know is, and this is one of the things I want to do when I tinker, what I would like to know is when I connect it, when I plug it up to charge it up on the USB-C port on the bottom, when I go to charge it up, does that also give me USB TTY access? Does that give me an option to, because that would be handy. Otherwise, the only way in would be via SSH over Wi-Fi, and that would mean making the phone a Wi-Fi server, which freaks me out. That's not something I want to do.
Could you install OpenSSH server?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's only going to be, and then just install a firewall. Then, you should be able to install like UFW or something.
Well, as I say, normally what I would do is do apt install and... you know, do whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
But app is not available on this phone, right?
Okay. Well, can you bring up the terminal on the phone screen?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
so if you can do that, get a USB-C to HDMI adapter and plug it into your TV and then use a Bluetooth keyboard and it'd be just like a computer. There you go.
Yeah.
So just use a Bluetooth keyboard to do all your typing.
Well, yeah. I mean, whether I type on the keyboard or whether I type on the built-in, there it is. There's the built-in keyboard right on the phone, on the terminal. So, I mean, I can do...
Compiling in the CLI is fun with the on-screen keyboard.
Oh, you just do make, right? You just do make and away you go. I mean,
maybe.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But you
depends
still have
process.
To do... I don't even know if Git's on here. Let me check. No, Git's not found. So normally I would do apt install Git. But I can't do that because apt's not available.
Yeah. So you're going to have to wget the zip file or tar file from GitHub.
Oh, man. Jeez.
Have fun with that, BP9.
I haven't figured out yet what I'm going to do with that. I may try a different distro. It doesn't have to be UB ports. It just came with the phone. but that was a point that that Bo made, was that he has half a dozen different SD card, little SD cards.
Yeah, yeah.
All of which have different distros on them. Neat. And I'm reading on the forums that other distros are more successful. So, we'll see what happens. Do not recommend it for a daily driver. It's just not that ready for it yet. It took me switching to development branch to actually make it at least take and receive phone calls, take and receive text messages.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can report at the moment. I don't have anything more to report. I wish I could say more. I wish I could say, yeah, it's great. You should get it. But I really can't. I can't do that in good conscience. I just can't do that yet.
Just a strange observation, guys, as I'm sitting here, I see this box in front of me. It was just making me think of BP9.
Oh, it said B9 on it.
It says B9.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know what it means.
Maybe I should have used like A7 instead of BP.
I got like A3, K3. I don't know what they mean. Well, maybe it's the size of the box.
Probably just box size.
What are you up to, man?
So I've been upgrading my systems a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you got a surprise.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Podcaster Solbu in the house.
Oh, look at him go.
Yeah, this is just one of the items. It will be interesting watching when you post this afterwards to hear the sound quality as compared to the built-in
BP9. Sorry to interrupt, Solbu, but BP9, do you think that it would be fun for me in post to like drop his voice 2 octaves? And
please do, yes. make him squeak like he's been breathing helium.
Okay, all right. We'll take care of that. All right, go ahead, Solbu.
So I've been upgrading my systems.
I used about $950 and bought two computers, almost brand new. The guy who sold it was getting out of the computer industry, so I have no use for them. So I've been planning to replace two of my systems anyway, and the biggest system I had had a hard drive that was starting to have problems. So the first thing I did was I installed the operating system, and then I R-synced my entire home folder over to
nice.
This. It took 6 hours. It was close to 1.8 terabytes or something like that.
It's funny how stuff just collects in your home folder, isn't it? It just sort of gravitates there. It just
And I noticed that it was in a few folders that it had trouble reading the files, but it managed to read everything. So it was about time to do it anyway.
Yes, your hard drive's starting to flake out by the sound.
Yeah, and in the other system, that slower system, it had the hard drive with almost a year old something. So it's relatively new. So I just moved it to the new system. So, and I also have a curved two screens that came along with. One of these screens is a curved one, and it's I'm still adapting to.
I had a hard time switching from two smaller screens to one huge screen.
Yeah,
I had a hard time with that because when you have two smaller screens, you can. What I did specifically, I had a fairly large screen as my main screen, and then a smaller screen off to the side. And in fact, I had the laptop screen open. This is at work. The laptop screen open as well, so I could work on the main screen and then drag off the windows to subsidiary screens whenever I didn't want to work on that right away, even expand on there, and no, it wouldn't blow up on the whole. Like the problem you'll have, Solbu, is with your curved screen, it'll all, when you expand the window, it'll go all over your main screen and you don't have any room for any of it.
Yeah,
but I kind of like multiple.
That's the having everything maximized so yes. that only one window is visible at the same time. It's how I usually it's how I do things. But the first thing that was a strange was setting up the first system and then comparing alongside the other screen that was still here. And then I noticed how bad the old screen really was when I had a really good
So it's probably really dim and you don't even notice it because it happens so gradually that you don't even notice it happening, right?
Yeah.
On BP9's point, I'm sure this is probably both of you, but have I frozen? Oh, there I am.
No, you're good. You're good.
This is probably pretty obvious, but on both Windows 10 and any modern Linux desktop that I've seen, if you drag your window all the way to the left or all the way to the right, or even all the way to the top or all the way to the bottom, it will actually split it. It will maximize it and split it. So you can drag one to the very, very far left and let go, and it will only take up half of the screen, then take another one and drag it all the way to the right, and it will only take up the right-hand side. So I think they've accommodated that like major, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's why I got screens all around me because I like to, at work, I have three screens in front of me. So I have Windows 10 on one screen because internally we use that for communication, unfortunately. And I got Linux Mint on my screen in front of me. And then I've got another Windows machine, which runs my time tracker for tracking hours and things. So, but I hear you there. So that's quite the upgrade, Solbu.
So here's one of the handy dandy things you can do with this is if you drag the window that way, now the screens. That's the only way that I know that you can select programs that are all running in parallel or dismiss the program altogether just by swiping up. Well, it will if it, there we go, and swipes up. And now, I don't know if that's something that Ubuntu. This particular version of Ubuntu has been doing all the time, but I don't know. So I'm so used to XFCE.
One thing that I was thinking about when you BP9 described the app not working. One thing that you could, I'm not sure if you did that already, but one thing that you could check is that the sources files in the /app that it actually have the sources configured so that it have a server to at least attempt to fix updates from.
Hmm. The actual apt program does not exist. It says apt command not found.
Could you? Well, I wonder.
Say that one more time, Robbie.
We've lost audio on BP9, I think. Was that just me? Or
no, I'm here. No, it was you. You dropped out for just a second.
I've lost all audio.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Oh, no. I can't hear you guys. And I was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You're back.
We could hear you, but you dropped out for a few seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Just when you were. Yeah.
Hey, Peter. Yeah. Thanks for your patience, man. What's new with you, Peter? Peter, how's everything going?
Okay. A bit tired as well.
What
I'm
is?
I've not been sleeping good age.
You're tired. Oh, okay.
Yeah, indeed.
I've been overworked tired. Like I put in like a 20-hour day on Thursday, and just like go and constantly going. So yeah, I feel you, man.
You need to take a holiday. Peter needs it.
Yeah, Peter needs it too, man.
You can't get it. That's the problem. I can't leave the premises because I'm at risk. See, that's the problem with me. I can't leave the premises.
So
I'm stuck. So
yeah.
By the way, I will be B9 land the other day. Don't tell him. And I got 5 and 9 out of Melbourne. The guy was on the radio in Melbourne, and he was moaning to me about being locked in, and I explained to him I've been and he said the next day he said, talking to me, he said we're not allowed to move from Melbourne because there's, you know, the opposite of virus. And I said, I said,
Melbourne's getting hit real hard, right? So Yeah.
This was outside of Auburn. This was about 50 miles from Auburn. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I've been doing this since March, you know, and I'm quite happy with it all, yeah, but, and then I sort of worked South Africa and another Australian with a name like Daria. The name of the town was Daria. They had the same three initials as Daria.
Daria? Okay.
Daria. It was in Sydney.
Okay. So, Peter, are you able to use your ham radio to communicate all the way to Australia?
Yeah. Easy, yeah.
Unreal.
Wow. Sure.
You're in England, if I recall.
No, I'm in Ireland.
Ireland. Okay, Ireland.
I took a long path, by the way, the other day. I worked on South Americans as well. So I worked on most of South America the other day as well. So that's why I'm a bit tired, because I've been getting up late nights. I also not been very well because of the heat. It's just driving me mad. I can't breathe or anything like that. So breathing's a bit difficult again. So. Mm. And people are not playing games, and people are supposed to say they do work for me, and they don't turn up.
Oh, no. And that's tough, too. Like, my mom had that happen where, like, she was in the middle of a move, and then, like, people who were supposed to be helping her didn't show up because, because of the pandemic, right? Like, people aren't sure what's going on.
It's because I'm a blowing. I'm a foreigner.
Yeah.
That person, basically, but sometimes, you know, and I accept it, and but there's about 3 weeks. So I got some meals to do it in the end, some relations of mine, because I just couldn't let it wait. I just couldn't keep up. I couldn't be naughty to him because, you know.
Mm. But, you got family who are coming to help? Or?
Yeah, I got family coming tomorrow.
Good.
I think we get the thing organized.
You need your rest, man. You need your rest.
I know.
Stay down off tall towers. And I like to, like, if I'm having trouble sleeping, and I know our situations are very, very different, but for me, it's usually like things running through my mind, and I just can't get, mind to stop.
It's just the humidity just gets to me. It's just humidity at the moment. It's so humid over here that I'm dark, well, darker, and I can still not sleep. I'm sleeping on top of the bed. I'm trying to find a room which is cold. Last night, I just stayed up all night because I just couldn't cope with it anymore. And I did
the funny thing is that here in the States, we take air conditioning for granted, and I don't know if that's also true in Canada, Robbie, is it? But I
think so, yeah. I mean, yeah.
To my knowledge, it's certainly not true in England. Am I right, Peter? Ireland?
No, because we don't get this. We get this in the blue moon, you know. It puts everybody out, you know, out there. People like me, I'm just waiting for it to rain. I want it to rain. You understand that.
I said that at the beginning of my vacation, and then I regretted it. I wanted just one day of rainfall so they could lift the fire ban and we could have a campfire. I got torrential downpour the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Two boys trapped together. I've been playing the radio and worked all over the world. I even worked into Asia as well. I worked all the continents, I think, including Asia. I worked into Indonesia twice. Same boy. And South Africa twice as well.
Having trouble making you out, Peter, I'll be honest.
Is that better now?
Yeah, a little better, yeah. Having trouble there. But I hope things cool off for you, dude. And I wish you all the best. And it's been nice chatting with you guys. Keep track of the vlog if you receive that. I will be showing some of the behind the scenes on Category 5 Technology TV as well. Go ahead, Peter.
What state are you in? What U.S. state are you in?
I'm in the USA.
Which state?
USA.
Which
I think that is the closest that he...
That's all you're going to get, Peter.
Okay.
At least on the air, I think.
The main secret squirrel game. The man without no name and no place either. Anyway, okay.
Well, you guys take care. It's nice seeing you. Good to be back. It's going to take a couple weeks for me to kind of get the momentum going and everything with everything, because there's a lot of stuff going on here. BP9 Solbu, you guys know all about that through the vlog. Yeah. And like, it's here I am today, like vacuuming up sawdust and finishing the wiring and getting everything done. And then I got to shoot some video for the show on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, so. Robbie, I've got a little project that might be going on my rotator. M8 to D converted on a by net by.
You're going to control the rotator with the Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, I'm trying to anyway.
Cool. Yeah.
M8 to D converted on there.
What's that?
A to D converter is an analog to digital converter.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
On the Pi.
I think that's what's neat about like single board computers. You can use them for anything.
You know, to a question, I said, how many A to D converters are on the Pi? How many channels are there?
How many A to D converters are on the Raspberry Pi?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to the spec diagram.
I agree. There are GPIO pins. There are digital and analog pins, but I don't know if they're going to do what you need to do, Peter.
There's 40 pins. There's I squared C. But looking at a pin out diagram, and that's beyond what I can help you with today at the end of a coffee break. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And I will see you again. I'll see you Wednesday and again for coffee break again next Sunday. So take care, everybody. See ya.
Thanks, Robbie. Enjoyed it, man.
Cheers.
Bye, Peter. This.
Yeah, me too. See you, Solbu. See you, Peter. See you, BP9.
It went too fast.
Yeah,
it does. It always does.
So I've been upgrading my systems.